All right, we want to head to Florida now, where authorities have arrested a man in connection to a hit and run. Remember this, it killed 2 children, injured 4 others. This is a follow-up to a top story we brought you yesterday. Now, the deadly hit and run happened in a Miami suburb on Monday, and News Nation correspondent Kelly Beeson joins us. Kelly, the suspect, no stranger to police.
Yeah, Nicole, that suspect is 27-year-old Sean Charles Greer, and yes, he has a lengthy criminal history, including arrests for marijuana possession and petty theft. In fact, police say he never should have even been behind the wheel because his driver's license had been suspended since 2016. In his first court appearance today since being arrested, Greer caused a disturbance that briefly delayed the hearing. You'll see in this video, he tries to walk away from the podium before a deputy forcibly brings him back, which set off that scuffle.
The court has set bond at $100,000 on counts 3 and 4. As to counts 5 and 6, $50,000 each. As to counts 7 and 8, $25,000 each.
As to... You can't make me stay in this.
All right, bro.
Now, you could hear Greer saying what appears to sound like, "You can't make me stay in this," and then he trails off. Deputies then removed him from the courtroom. The judge ordered Greer be held without bond for 2 probation violations. Greer was also ordered to appear before a judge tomorrow morning. He's facing a long list of charges in connection with the deadly hit and run, including 2 counts of leaving the scene of an accident involving death and tampering with evidence. A 5-year-old girl and 6-year-old girl were killed when Greer allegedly swerved around a transit bus and ran into a group of children on the sidewalk. 4 other children were hospitalized. Nicole.
All right, Kelly, thank you for that.